Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yo, yo, yo. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
You can hear me?
There we go.
Well, look at us on a wonderful Tuesday afternoon in August at the CSN campus.
Yep.
This is the Doo Doo and Foo Show, the best logo in the business. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doo Doo Savage.
I'm Mike Crystal Foley Foo.
And you are?
I'm Brianna Mendez.
Whoa!
There we go.
As promised last week,
yes,
we're bringing Bri Mendez to the show.
Yes, glad excited? To be here.
Are you glad to be here?
Yes.
Kayla was excited because she said, I've been staring at those mics and I just wanted to get behind them. So why are you excited to be here?
I don't know. I feel like you've just always talked about this show since the beginning of the season. And so to get the opportunity to be on it,
yeah,
it's kind of exciting.
Yeah. So our goal is we have two more sophomores that are playing at the next level. I'll definitely get Braylon Cowie in here. Actually, Braylon would be probably hilarious. We might have to have the seven second delay with Bray. She can Bray can cuss. Bray's a cusser. Sorry, coach. But you, Selena, possibly Adrian. I think Adrian's going to be back next week and he's going to try to jump on. And I think we're going to try to make that a little bit of a tradition.
Yeah,
is the outgoing sophomores come in, talk some smack, have some fun, do some blind rankings and all the all the stuff. Get into a little bit about Bri and her journey. As you know, Mike is our super fan and watches all the basketball. And you got a year of watching us play and Bri be part of it. So how about that?
Yeah.
But before we start the show, we got two traditions. What are they?
Oh, I only know the first one.
You know them both.
So the episode number, you try to figure out an athlete that wears that jersey number that
look
correlates.
At that.
Yep.
Homework.
She's at it.
We know why. We're going to talk about that in a minute. So it's show number 44.
Yep.
What do you got? What are you wearing there?
How much time you got?
Oh, boy. Now.
Well, 44, right? Synonymous with Syracuse, right? And their famous athletes.
Yeah.
Arguably, maybe the best football player to play the game. Maybe arguably the greatest athlete.
JB.
You know, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown. Did you know that name? Jim Brown? Got to do some homework on him.
Yep, and he passed it on to, at Syracuse, Ernie Davis, which is what we got here.
Hey, E. Davis. Does it say E. Davis or just Davis?
Just Davis.
Davis, yep, Ernie Davis.
Which, Derek got me this jersey, by the way. And then went on to Floyd Little, right?
Yeah.
And then there's guys even like Michael Owens, Billy Owens' older brother.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he wore it and played football at Syracuse running, but they're all running backs.
Terry
Richardson, Rob Conrad, and of course, Derek Coleman and John Wallace. Yeah, Danny Shays. Don't get me going on Syracuse here, right? But outside of that, outside of the Cuse.
Mikey's a Syracuse fan. Yeah. Just a little bit. He puts Syracuse just a little bit above CSN women's basketball, but he's
two
a
favorite two favorite college
two
teams.
Favorite college teams.
Yep.
All right, so let's go non-Syracuse. Do you have more Syracuse? Keep going. No, seriously.
No, that those are probably the most popular ones, like I said. Well, they gave it to Eddie Lampkin this past year, right? But that'd be the last
one. Oh, okay. I was like, I don't know that.
That'd be the last. He'll be the last one to wear it.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about, well, let's see, John Riggins?
Yeah, here you go. Yeah, then you're right. John Riggins.
John
rings
Riggins.
A bell. Good call right there.
This is where we lose our guests usually.
Yeah.
Our younger adult guests.
Yeah.
No clue. John Riggins, running back, Washington Redskins.
Yep.
Super Bowl champ.
John Riggins, yeah.
Derek Coleman?
Derek Coleman, John Wallace.
John Wallace.
Yep. Sidney Green, who played out here at UNLV.
Yeah. Sidney Green.
He wore 21 here, but 44 for the Knicks.
Sidney Green.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, Sidney Green. Was he in the 30 for 30 we just watched? Was that the year, Sidney Green?
Yes, I think so. I think he was on. Yeah, he was on that team. Yes, at NC State beat. Yes.
So you did some research and knew what we. Do you have a number, a name? You must.
Yeah, Jerry West.
Jerry West.
Oh, yes. That's what we're talking about. There we go. You're
prepared.
Right. Yes, you're right.
Look at that. What is Jerry West most famous for?
His shooting.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. He's a good shooter. You're right.
Good.
Yeah.
Good answer. Do you know what else he's famous for?
No, not really.
Mike.
Yeah.
What?
Is the the NBA logo?
That's him.
That's
him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's Jerry West.
Yeah.
But now you know.
Okay, I do know. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. That's a poll right there. Yeah. I think she's the first guest that. Oh, no. Paulie had some when we were going through. Remember?
Yeah, he did. Yes,
he had
did.
A few. But as far as players, that's the first person to have. That's a good one, Jerry West.
Yeah.
John Riggins was really. I knew, of course, Coleman. I'm thinking about NBA. It's not a popular number in the NBA.
You know, one comes to mind. Pistol Pete wore 44.
Oh, I think you're right.
Right. I think Pistol Pete. Man, I don't know. I'm sure there's somebody else out there. NBA-wise, that's a pretty popular number, 44. NBA. I don't know. I did come up with, remember Hank Aaron?
Yep.
One of the best baseball players to do it.
Yep.
But I'm sure we're
forgetting. That's a big number.
Oh, 44, yeah.
45, I think, is going to be pretty good, too. I think I can think of some 45s quickly off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. What's the other tradition? You know it.
I don't.
You've already done half of it.
I don't know.
You do know, Bree. I'm not letting you off the hook, Bree.
I don't know.
You do know. You just did half of it
but
over
I don't
there.
Know.
We just did it.
Yeah, yeah. See? You do know.
Yeah.
So we eat every week, talk a little bit about our food. So here's the story. We usually eat and don't know what we're getting. Sometimes we know, sometimes we don't. Yeah. And today is the first time in 44 shows I forgot we had a show and I just ate. I just went and got a sub at Subway. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm halfway through eating it. A tuna it was really good. It was good. It's basic food, but I'm halfway through eating it. And I'm going, I got a show in like 2 hours. And it's a foot long, so I'm eating the whole thing. I don't stop halfway like you guys. Put it in the fridge.
Gotta save it for later. But so you were only halfway through when you realized we still had a show.
Mm-hmm.
And you continued to eat the other
Continued, half. Yeah. It was yummy. It was
he
yummy.
He was hungry.
Listen, if it was like a 5 out of 10 or below, I would have stopped and been like, you know what? I'll eat with my people. But it was good. So I'm like, I'm not going to stop now. I was all here all by myself with a tuna sandwich and... And then, so anyway, so we got food and basic, very easy day. Nothing too complicated. Firehouse subs.
Yeah.
Have you ever had Firehouse?
I do. I normally get their meatball sub.
Do you?
Oh, I wish we knew that.
Okay. All right.
How was the turkey?
It's good. I normally get the turkey. I just obviously don't add the onion, but.
No onion.
Yeah. It's pretty good though.
Is onion a taste thing? Have you always not liked onions?
I think it is a taste and texture thing.
Taste and texture?
Because even with like hamburger steak, I normally just like push off the onions.
And you don't eat onions either, right?
No, very rarely.
Very rarely, yeah.
Even
when my guts are good.
Very rarely, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that about you, yeah.
Yeah.
I like Firehouse. I do like their meatball. Their meatball is excellent. Their hook and ladder, it's like a little bit of like three different types of meats. Firehouse subs to me are small. They're a little expensive and a little bit smaller than normal size subs, but they just taste fresh. So what was your experience? It was good.
Oh, yeah, it's a good spot. We used to have one. There was one by the house, and that switched to a Jimmy John's now.
Well,
the Cracked Egg.
Remember,
yes.
Where Trent worked.
There's one right there, yeah.
There is one right now.
Charleston and Hualapai, Yep, the one on Flamingo and 215, like I said, became a Jimmy John's now. I think it's Jimmy John's for whatever reason, but I don't know why that's Firehouse shut down or whatever. But yeah, Firehouse is good. I like Firehouse. Yeah.
I like Firehouse.
Yeah.
Firehouse or Subway? What? That's a pause. She went.
Yep.
I think Firehouse because I do like their meatball sub a lot.
Yep.
But if I do want to be on the healthier side, I think I'll do Subway.
Really?
Or what about porta subs?
Well, can I be the host?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. My goodness, Kayla.
Good question.
Kayla.
Good question.
KK. KK's at school today. She's sending me. She's been sending me pictures today. Kayla didn't try to run the show. All right, sorry. Ready? Firehouse or Jimmy John's?
I've never had Jimmy John's.
Really? I just had Jimmy John's for the first time this year. And the only reason I had it is because of freaking TikTok. They got me. They have what's called an unwich, where instead of your sub in bread, it's wrapped in lettuce. It's a lettuce wrap.
Gotcha.
But, okay. So you order your sub and you say, I want it as an unwich. So there's no sand to your witch.
Okay.
And it's really good and it's healthy because you're not eating all that, you know, refined bread, that white bread. And so I just started eating Jimmy John's like this year.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Do you like it?
I do like it. Yep, I do.
Yeah, Jimmy John's is good.
Jimmy John's is pretty good. All right. Firehouse or Jersey Mike's?
Never had Jersey Mike's.
What? Stop it.
That's what might be by the house, too, is it Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's is very fresh and good, too. All right. Jersey Firehouse or Quiznos? If you say you've never had Quiznos.
Okay, so I won't say it.
But you've never had Quiznos? Oh,
Quiznos been around a little bit longer. Yeah.
I wish I had asked. See, that's the problem with like secret food before the show, is I could have got her something that she's never had before. Quiznos has a lobster crab sub right now special. Mm. It's delicious. And you know me, I'm a lobster roll guy. So good. Yeah. You got to try Quiznos. Their bread is unbelievable. And they have bread bowls.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So what is your, what other, Capriati's? How about Capriati's? That was supposed to be today.
I've had it once, but it was a long time ago for me to remember.
So you don't eat a lot of subs, and when you do, it's usually Subway or?
Porta Subs.
Porta Subs.
Oh, okay, Porta Subs, sorry. Which one? Porta Subs or? Porta Subs is pretty good.
I think I'll go with Porta Subs.
And is it meatball or is it?
No, I think I get turkey and like cheese. Okay. So kind of what we had today.
Yep. How often do you eat a sub sandwich?
Not often.
Have you ever had Ike's?
No, not Ike's.
Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. They're in Terrible's, but it's like a separate, it's an actual sub place.
Okay.
all right. So we're just going to talk about food the whole day. Jim Brown, 44, and food.
See, and here's what happens too, Bree, as we're talking. Dan and I have done this before. Coach and I have done this before. Things come back to us later.
Oh, yeah.
The Iceman.
Oh, George
Gervin.
44. Yeah. 44. Finger roll. Yeah. He's famous for his finger roll. Yeah.
We'll talk about that like after.
Look him up.
Text or call each other. I know we just forgot. Yeah.
Or his dad will. His dad will text him. Mike, I can't believe you. How dare you forget George Gervin, the Iceman. So tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got to sit in this seat. You can talk to me, you talk to the camera, talk whatever.
I don't know.
Well, like, tell us a little bit, like,
where are you from, Bri?
There you go. Where are you from originally? Great question.
I'm from Vegas, so I was born and raised here my whole life. Then for my first year of college, I went to Milwaukee, and it was a good experience. Kind of just had a little bit of personal matters that wanted me to come home. Mm-hmm. And Coach Savage was recruiting me before I went to my Milwaukee school. And I got brought out here for one of his summer workouts. And I just reached out to him one day after practices if he had any spots I could fight for. And then the rest is history.
So let's back up history a little bit. Okay. So you played high school here where?
I played here at Sierra Vista.
And how was that experience?
It was good. It was kind of hard. I think we had 3 different coaches in 4 years.
Sounds like Vegas.
That is hard. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a COVID year too.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
Was that your senior year, COVID?
I think it was my sophomore year.
Yeah. That makes sense.
So I started out my freshman year, then I got hurt. So I sat out. Then going into our next year, we had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got hurt in my AAU season. So I sat out for my junior year. And then my senior year starts and I get hurt again, but I was able to make it back and finish the season.
It's pretty interesting. We're very open in this program about things and how they happen and stuff. And when I was recruiting Bree, super interested and a shooter, obviously. Yeah. She still is. She was then. And from what I saw, was becoming more and more athletic every time I saw her. She was, you know, at that age, you're growing, you're becoming more athletic, you're stronger, all that stuff. And, but she had four surgeries at that point? Three knee surgeries before your senior year?
Yes.
Three knee surgeries. So, you know, honestly, as a coach, I'm like, ugh, it's a lot. Like, but it's so common with women now. I mean, CeCe came in with an ACL. Trista came in with an ACL. Like, it's just, Mitch had knee problems, you know, like, and then one, I told Bree this, we were talking a couple weeks ago. I can walk you outside right now and tell you exactly where I was standing and which way I was facing when I was talking to her. And she said, I tore my meniscus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her senior year. And my face just went like, what am I going to do? Like, this girl can't stay on the court. And I didn't know Bree, you know, like I liked her. Our conversations were good, but it was like, I struggled continuing the recruiting part. Mm. And then along came.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mount Mary, which is where you went.
Yes.
Pretty cool story about Mount Mary is you had some nice success as a freshman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you win an award?
Yeah, I won Rookie of the Year for the conference.
How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
So
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, and so you came here, and now the exciting news is, did you see that, Mike? There's a picture up there.
Yep.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Westminster University.
Woo!
In Salt Lake.
Division two.
Congratulations.
Division two program. We've gone up as a team and watched a game. I don't know if you know that, but we went up. Oh, yeah. We watched KJ play. Our former captain, KJ, just finished up there. Bree's going to follow in her footsteps. And I think it's cool. Of course, we're going to talk about her academically. Like, we're going to get to that. We're not going to spend 20 minutes on it because I don't want to embarrass you. But it's pretty cool that two of my highest GPA kids ever end up going to the same school. It's a very good academic school. What is your major here? What was your major at Mount Mary here, and what's it going to be?
It's always been psychology, but I think I just had to get my Associate of Arts to graduate on time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to continuing my path in psychology when I go to Westminster.
What do you envision, like, crystal ball? Like, what is the ultimate grown-up job for you with psychology?
I do want to be a sports psychologist, or if not, like, a clinical psychologist.
Yep.
Because I feel like with all my injuries and knowing the mental battles I've gone through myself, not just from knee injuries, but concussions and like the whole nine yards, I feel like I'd be able to relate to a lot of athletes and just people in general. And it's just something I've always been interested in for a long time now.
Me too. Did you know that? That was my major. That was my minor in college, psychology.
I don't think so.
Yeah, for like a year. And then I switched to athletic training because I knew I was going to go more down that route.
Yeah.
But I was very interested in psychology. And then I wasn't. but no, that's awesome. That's exciting. We are excited. Trying to get connected with your coach to set up a scrimmage. Utah Tech just dumped us. So sad. Coach JD, if you're watching. But I'd love to come up and scrimmage you guys. How fun would that be? That would be crazy.
That would be fun.
That'd be super fun. You said you want them to come down here. Trip to Vegas.
I don't think they would, but I think it would just a scrimmage in general would be fun.
Yeah. No, it would be. No, I'm super excited. And again, you have earned everything you have received both on and off the court. And I tell people, and you, just like KJ's always been an example, or Destiny Brown was a 4.0 student. Like, when you are as good as you and KJ are on the court, I mean, in the classroom, it makes you're so much more appealing to so many more coaches and programs out there. So tell us a little bit about what And I actually, we didn't do a podcast, but KJ and I had a long talk about this, and we'll just keep it short. But what do you think works well for you academically? Is it like KJ would say she felt like her organizational and time management was a big focus for her. That's why she did well. It wasn't, she's very smart. KJ is extremely smart. But when I said pinpoint, why does it work for you? What the same question to you, like, why do you think academics, you're a very hard worker. Like, how many nights did you come up here and work? Especially in the beginning of the season, a lot.
Well, last year she was over there doing work and we were doing a podcast.
That's right.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, what is the formula for you, not for anybody else, but what is the formula for you to be excellent in the classroom?
I don't want to copy KJ, but it's kind of the same thing, like management and organization. Like, I really focus on getting my work done ahead of time, mm-hmm. and or spacing it out so that way I'm not just doing all the big things all at once. I do a lot of to-do lists, mm-hmm. like you do.
Love that.
According to importance that I need to get done versus.
Have you always done that?
Yes.
Oh, I was like, did I just influence that? She's in the office, so we talk a lot, and I have my lists. My left side is got to get done today. My right side is if I get to it, I do. If not, it gets all moved over. I'm huge. Let's go ahead.
Mainly those two things, and I kind of just have high expectations of myself, so I've always
love that.
Just wanted to get a 4.0 and to prove myself that I could do it, and I want to do it.
And that goes back how far? Like, how far does your – when's the last time you didn't have a 4.0?
Freshman year of high school.
Freshman year.
When we went into COVID, I had a high B, and before I could turn in a paper to get it, like, raised – school shut down. So that's my only B for the past 6 years.
Wow. That's amazing. I've
so
seen
heartbroken.
Yeah. Obviously I have the transcripts, and you know Betsy. Betsy's our academic advisor. And Betsy, she loves all sports. Let me just say that outright. She loves women's basketball because I'm bringing in transcripts like Breeze and Trista's and like KJ's. Yeah. And when I go, I got a transcript for you. She's like, yes, because some of the other sports, which will remain nameless, bring in like 1.9 kids and 2.4. And yeah,
that's possible.
Apparently it's crazy, but yes, other sports bring in, it's crazy. Yeah. There's, I'm not going to get too deep into it, but there's a coach trying to bring in a kid that had like a 1.9. at a school that you know. Yeah, so,
yeah.
But me, honestly, and I talk about it, my recruiting is we're going to be fine with basketball. Like the kids that I recruit can play. Have I missed kids over the years because I passed on them because of their grades? Mm. Just a couple. Mm-hmm. I think I end up originally recruiting kids that I know are going to be really, really good academically. It takes the weight off of me. And it kind of takes the weight off the students because Bree Mendez and KJ and everybody on that list doesn't need me hovering over them. They do it on their own. So it's helpful for me and my program is I'm an old dude. Like I don't want to do study halls. You know what I mean? Like I talk about it all the time. The things that I did in high school or college, like study halls, was a joke. And we didn't even have phones.
Yeah.
We weren't doing any. We had binders and had Sports Illustrated in there. Like we were goofing around and it was, our coaches were giving us no help. So in your classes, there's only so much I can help them. Right. So I think getting self-motivated academic athletes is huge and it opens up a lot of doors. So Westminster, you go, you think you'll be on a 2-year track just to play for 2 years and graduate and.
Yes, and get my bachelor's.
Get your bachelor's. Do you think you'll be interested in the master's?
Oh, most definitely I am.
So I'm hoping by the time you get there, and it happened this past year, that you'll get this year back, this JUCO year back. JUCO. How crazy would that be?
That would be great because then like my main focus has been to just help use basketball to fund my education.
Yep.
And so if I had another year back to do my master's, then that would just be even better.
And you can do it anywhere. And technically you could, I mean, we're talking about playing a fifth year is pretty cool. Good stuff. Tell us a little bit about your family.
I have an older brother, 5 years. It's just my parents and him. We do have six dogs.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. Wow.
German Shepherds, a couple.
Two German Shepherds.
Yeah, a couple. Yeah.
Well, three German Shepherds.
Three.
One Mal, yeah. One Husky, and one Black Lab.
Husky's eyes blue? Nice.
Blue and brown.
Mm. One blue, one brown? Oh, that's man.
A pretty dog right there.
I love Huskies. Yeah. What? How fluffy? A big old fluffy thing?
Oh, she's real fluffy. She? And she's shedding right now.
Oh, see you later. Yeah. Nope. Yep. Can't do it. Can't do it. Yeah, so that's a dog house, boy. How does the summer, this heat hasn't been awful, but obviously dogs can't be out. Do they have dog doors? Do they have a run? Do you guys just let them out?
We have both. So we have a doggy door that's like connected to this outside
run. That must
be
a big dog door.
Yeah, kind of. So they have like the whole side of our house to run and use the bathroom.
Yep, yep.
And then they just go out accordingly whenever we let them out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And does somebody in your house, they're pretty well trained. Yes. So yeah, see, like Julie is pretty much a dog trainer. So our dogs are on point. There's no messing around our house. Yeah, little wheezy. Who you are. I said it all wrong. How you got here? Where are you going? Tell us about some of your favorite memories here at CSN. Short-lived, because you pretty much just came in, like you said, in the summer, and you're out in May. So, you know, I always talk about, and we can't change things as they are, but if Bree was coming back, if you were getting a second year right now, isn't it crazy? The circumstances, it's what I need. I'd like, if you told me, what do you need to come back?
Yeah.
It's Bree. I need a floor-stretching shooter that's good with academics and is a team player and all that. But that can't happen. So tell us about your memory, some of your favorite memories with the team and basketball this year.
I think my favorite one is the war between you and Faith.
Oh, wow.
It's just the photo that we got at Santa Monica Pier.
Yeah, I can't say too much, but in a couple weeks, that photo is going to go viral.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't say too much more about it in case Faith's listening. She's back in Hawaii now. Really? Yeah, that was pretty good. Did you ever like catch us hiding?
Did you really? Because at the CAC game, when you took the photo of her like through the bleachers, that was when I was all banged up. So I had the ice pack on my head, my shoulder, and I'm just like looking and I see you taking a photo of her. And it's just like catching you guys in the act is just hilarious.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. So, all right. So give me a basketball memory.
I don't know if this counts as a basketball memory, but it's Coach Tracy saying Bianca's name when she wasn't.
It's the second person to say
that. It was Kayla. Kayla said that last week. Yeah.
That. Yeah. No, that was, I was behind the camera. I'm like, what? what a good trend that was. That was Brooklyn. But
he was trying to guess names, right?
So what you do is the coach sits in the chair. I'll show you the video. Yeah. And then the players lined up behind him and they go, hey, coach. And you have to guess who it is. And if you get it right, they go over there. If you get it wrong, they're there. Bianca's not at practice.
She's not even there.
Somebody goes, hey, coach. He's like, bonk. Everybody just fell out. He's like, what? And they're like, she's not here. He's like, oh.
You showed me that one. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. To guess somebody who wasn't even in the state. She wasn't in the gym. Like, she was in the bathroom.
She was in Cali.
Yeah, she was in Cali or Colorado, one of those two. It's probably funny. Cali.
That is funny.
Yep, that's a good one. Who's your favorite? I'm trying to get you to give me a win, like a talk about a win that you absolutely.
Oh, I think the first time we beat, the time we beat Coach Cheese. And we sprayed you in the locker room.
In the water.
It was just a great team win. I feel like we all contributed to that game.
Yeah, yeah. Except Kayla and Selena.
Yeah.
Because they were out. But I sent that game in the group chat this week and said, watch it. Because we just hung around. We didn't do anything special. We just hung around. We didn't let the lead get too big. We didn't take our first lead until a minute and a half left in the game. We just hung around. And you hear coaches talk about that all the time. But the reason I want my incoming players to watch is because we didn't have our second and third leading scorers. So you had to step up. Alana had to step up. Like, kids sometimes, and I know everybody wants to play all the time, I get it, but sometimes you don't know when that moment is. And for you to contribute in the moment that you will remember, beating Coach East and spraying Coach with water, is you always got to be ready for it. And you just don't know when that's going to be. And I can go back and give you examples for years. Even here at CSN, our last game of the year, like 5 years ago, I was starting a kid that was the bottom of my depth chart because people were hurt. And she went out and had a good game. You know what I mean? So it's that was an excellent game, even though they out-rebounded us. They had 75 rebounds.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, crazy. It's a crazy number. Yeah. Number. It's a crazy number to have and lose.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Could you imagine having 75 rebounds and losing?
Losing the game, yeah.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's because they ran into CSN. That's why.
So we're going to do a couple blind ranks. I have a couple questions. Actually, we're going to start off with some general knowledge questions for the Miss 4.0.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not just general questions. Mike, you're going to jump in too. They're not terribly hard. Ready? What's the smallest country in the world? Some of these have been down on Brett's whiteboard. What is the smallest country in the world? Little bit of a trick question, but not really.
Smallest country in the world.
Yep. It's two words. I'll give you some hints.
Okay, what continent is it on?
I'm not telling you that because I don't know. No, I'm just kidding. I do know. Two words. Second word is city.
Vatican City?
Mm-hmm. Vatican City is its own country. It's the smallest country in the world. There you go. You're one for one. How many sides does a hexagon have?
Is that 10? No. Hexes?
Who's that?
I don't know. I look like Coach Lee at first.
Come on, Coach.
Might, unless they're down there playing, look like him at first.
Who knows? You never know when somebody's going to come through. Hexagon.
Why do I not know what a hexagon is?
Mike?
Hexagon.
Six?
Yay!
I was just getting ready to say, yep, six.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yep.
All right, two for two. Who wrote the play Hamlet? You can do it. Have you ever studied read Hamlet in English? Mm-hmm. None of your English class? Really?
No, we really didn't either. I don't remember. Of course, I know about Hamlet, but we never got into Hamlet.
All right,
either.
So a very, very famous name.
I don't want to say Shakespeare.
You should.
It was a Shakespeare, yeah.
It is?
Yeah. Three for three, even though you didn't want to say it.
Because it just didn't seem right.
Which planet is closest to the sun? Which planet is closest to the sun?
I know we're third.
Okay, I don't know that. I knew that when I was a kid.
The third, yeah.
Third, sixth, third, five, six. We're third?
Pretty sure.
I'm going to have to fact check Bree after the podcast. So, if you go through some of the names, it kind of a little bit makes sense. Also, WNBA team?
Mercury.
Hey, yeah, Mercury. She got it. That was good.
There you go.
What is the largest ocean in the world on Earth?
Atlantic?
No.
Pacific?
Yeah.
It was one of those.
It was one of those two. Pacific. All right, let's get some blind ranking. This one's pretty cool. That was you did just fine. All right, isn't that funny? That would you consider those common knowledge questions? Like, do you think we should know the order of planets? We were taught it at some point,
we
right?
We were taught
yeah,
it, yeah.
But to know, like, if someone were to just ask you on the street,
yeah. Same with largest ocean. Like at one point, we had to know the main bodies of water on Earth, right? Just like the continents. But I mean.
But that's why Bree's 4.0.
Shakespeare. She got it. Yep. I don't want to say Shakespeare, but yeah. No, you should. All right, so this one is a blind rank. Ready? Let's do a little time check. We're good. Plenty of time. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is combinations of food. You haven't done this one yet. We're going to do a Mikey and a Brie. So I'm going to give you the first one. Strawberries and chocolate. Like dipping strawberries and chocolate. We're doing 10, by the way.
Top 10. Okay. Yep.
This is all just like sweet treats?
No.
Oh.
Just food combinations.
I got to give that a 1.
That's your 1? Right off the bat.
I love.
Do you know how blind rankings work?
It. No, but yes, I love. Do. Well, I do, but I just love chocolate covered strawberries.
Okay.
Brie. It's coming in strong with the chocolate covered strawberries. What about you?
Throw it right in the middle. 5.
5?
Yeah.
Did you do those with us at the away games?
Blind rankings?
Yabba pie? No. The strawberries. We dipped strawberries. Alana bought stuff.
Oh, we did. In the downstairs, like hotel lobby.
Yeah. Listen. So I think it was Alana. Was it you? Might have been you.
No, I think it was Alana.
I think it was Alana. But there was a few of us. Mikey's cheating.
There's nothing. There's nothing. If I can see that far, no, there's nothing on there. I see numbers.
I think it was after 2 different games we did it, because Bonk did it too. But they got strawberries and chocolate, and they got white chocolate with fruity pebbles. Dip in the white chocolate, roll in the fruity pebbles. I was down there like, I didn't buy not one of these items. And I was tearing those things up. And then we just did our potluck.
Yeah, somebody bring those.
Somebody brought a tray. Alana.
Oh, Alana.
Yeah, Alana. A tray those. Of them. Brought, listen, Alana Connor.
Yeah.
I probably had 35 of those. You guys were watching. Did you notice me? I might be right there with you. Coach, I know what else is coming.
Coach was eating them like popcorn and peanuts.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yep, I was.
Yep.
Pizza and ranch. This is more of a younger generation thing than us, but
I'm going with 10.
Really?
I had a bad experience with pizza and ranch in like elementary, so it just completely put me off with ranch and pizza.
Wow. Strong. She's got 1 and 10 knocked out.
Pizza and ranch. I actually don't mind that.
Ooh, okay.
Throw it.
Ooh.
Nah, we're not gonna go that 4 or 6 here. Let's
wow.
There's gotta be some good combinations coming up.
Some good ones.
Throw that 6. I'm gonna save that 4 right there.
Pizza ranch. I kinda give my input. Yeah, I'm around a 5. I'm middle of the pack with that. I actually had a pizza last night and Trent had ranch out and I'm like, just gonna eat the pizza. apples and caramel. Little Halloween-ish, like, you know, candy covered apples, but caramel slicing apples. Up green. Is it Granny Smith apples and warm caramel?
Yeah.
Mouth watering. Okay. Fire away.
I think I'm going to do a 3.
3? Do you agree? Is that more of like a Halloween fall thing, or do you do that whenever?
I do that pretty regularly, like the snack packs that you can get at the store.
Yeah, there you go.
You have caramels and apples and like maybe pretzels or something. So I normally get apples and caramel.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Playing defense down there. What do you got?
We'll go 7.
7. Yeah. Okay. So you guys are kind of a little bit, Mike, you're staying in the middle, but you're kind of, one's high, one's low. All right. Ready? Steak and A1 sauce, or steak and steak sauce. We'll go Mike first.
I love me some steak, bro.
I know you do.
Let's go number 1.
Ooh. See, now look.
It's going to be my first meal Tuesday, by the way.
Steak and A1. Are you an A1 guy or just steak sauce?
I like A1.
I do like A1 too. Yeah. I do think that's another kind of like age thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think a lot of younger kids are putting A1 on their stuff. Are they? Do you?
I don't know.
You don't? So this one's what? Where are we putting it?
What numbers do I have?
1, 4 through 9.
2 through 4, 9.
I'm sorry, 2, 4 through 9.
That I can see. Yep.
That
I can see.
Steak is good.
Steak is yummy.
I don't
but
know
you don't,
how you can get better.
But it's
than
a combo.
Steak.
But it's the combo. You're not just ranking steak.
Okay, but steak and steak sauce.
That's so good. Like, Texas Roadhouse, give me a medium.
Yeah, I'll put that out.
Mouthwatering twice. 4?
Yeah.
So you guys are pretty close on that one. Cookies and milk. The faces. Look at the face.
Cookies and milk. What do I got left there?
You got 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10. Don't be
four.
Four?
Yeah.
What's your cookie? Is it chocolate chip? Is it Oreo?
Chocolate chip, or I love cookies. That's gonna be my first. You know what my first dessert's gonna be, by the way, with Tuesday.
I do.
You know brownies. What it's gonna be. You got it right.
Maybe we'll make a trip to Palace Station.
There we go.
Oh.
So I have five through nine and two.
Yep.
I think I'll put it at five.
Five. What's your cookie that you're using?
Normally chocolate chip.
Cookies and milk. I'm not a big fan. That's going to be
of cookies and milk.
Yeah. It just makes it super soggy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't
really like milk, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really eat it myself, but I know the combo.
Yeah.
It's just super good.
Yeah. Super good. Fish sticks and tartar sauce.
Nine.
I know how it breathes. Yeah. I already. She went like this. Her eyes. Nope. Fish tartar.
I got 7 and 8 available.
You got 8, 9, 10.
Let's go 8. We used to eat that a lot as kids. Not so much now.
I just had it probably like 2 weeks ago. Yeah, I went to Smith's and bought it here. Cooked it in the air fryer. Bought tartar
air
sauce.
Fryer,
yeah. I'm like a 4 or 5 because I'm a big.
You're a fish guy.
I like fish guy, but breaded. If I have breaded fish, it's got to have tartar sauce. And of course, fish and chips is huge on Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah.
It's massive. Oh, yeah. And tartar sauces. Or as in New England, we call it tata.
Because
we don't pronounce R's in New England.
I did not know that.
So say a word that has an R in it. What did you drive here with?
Rice Krispies. Oh.
Well, if it starts with an R, we have to say it.
Okay, car.
Ka. We say C-A. We don't say R. So Mike drove his ka up here. Not car. Ka.
Ka.
What about Jersey?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, we say Jersey.
Jersey.
Yeah. But if I was going to P-A-R-K my car, my ka, I'd pack. P-A-K. Pack my ka. It's crazy. So... Yeah, anyway, I don't know where that came from. Here we go. We only got a couple left. Chips and guac. Chips and guac. Tortilla chips and guac. And imagine the best one you've ever had. Do you eat this often or no?
I do.
Yeah. Like I can think of one particular restaurant. And I can't think of it off the top of my head. It's Decatur and... Spring Mountain-ish area.
It's not the Lindo Michoacan, is it?
It's not, but it's very similar, and they make the guac right at your table fresh. In front of you, they make it, like, open. Oh. And it is amazing.
It might be the Bonito one.
I think it is. Yeah. Bonito.
Bonito, yeah.
It's so good. So good. All right, so where are we at? Where are you at, Bree?
What chips numbers do I have?
2, 6, 7, 8.
I'll go with 6.
6? Not 2, huh?
I feel like there's just another great combo.
There's something coming, Bree. There's something coming. Yeah. Maybe. 7.
You already have 7.
Do I get 6?
Yeah, you got 2, 3, 9, 10. Ooh, it's going to
We're going to go 9.
9, yeah?
I don't eat it often.
Yeah.
But I do like it.
Chips and guac. All right. Chicken strip and cane sauce.
Like Cane's chicken?
Cane's chicken with cane sauce.
That's good.
That's amazing. Have you had it?
I have.
Cane sauce. Yes.
Just a couple times.
Different. Hits.
Know where I'm going, yeah.
Where are you going?
I can't put it on the bottom, so let's do 3.
Okay.
I also can't put mine on the bottom.
Cane's 2? Now we just got to see what's left. All right. What is left? Cheese sticks and marinara.
Ooh.
You get one switch after this, so you can switch something. You got 2 and 10. You got 7 and 8.
I'll do 7.
We're going to go two.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Because we get a switch, right?
You so, get the... we just had these. Julie, Trent, and myself went to Applebee's, and we got the, one of them got the sampler plate, and I did the cheese pull all the way out.
Yeah,
I couldn't put my hand any further.
Oh wow,
it was really good. I should have got it. I should have recorded it. Dang it!
Next time.
I know. Next time. All right. So what are we left with here? Oh, French fries and ketchup. That's your 10.
Yep.
That's your 8.
10. Yep.
So if you had to choose, if you had to switch one, which one would you switch? You can switch your cheese sticks. You can switch.
Can I take a look at the paper?
You can. No, that's very poor writing. It's coach's writing. I need a cough button. Oh, I do have a cough button. Check, check. Look at that. Just learned a cough button.
There you go.
I'm not sure if I would switch.
Really?
Oh, there you go. All right.
When cheese sticks came up last, you were like, oof.
Right. But I can only make one switch.
Yeah, one switch. I think, ready? A typical coach. I think you'd switch 7 and 5. Because cookies and milk, you don't.
I was looking at that.
Because she said, I don't really eat it. I just know it's a good combination. Yeah. And cheese sticks, she was like, oh.
Yeah.
7 and 5.
Yeah.
Done. What about you, Mike?
What do I got? 4 and 5.
You got cookies and milk 4, chocolate and chocolate dipped strawberries 5. You can keep it. It's a good list.
Fries got to move up somewhere.
Fries, okay.
What's 6?
6 is apples and caramel. 6 is pizza and ranch.
Switch the caramel and the fries. Or the apple with the caramel and the fries, yeah.
That's good. That's good foods. I love chocolate strawberries. What is this? Canes. Oh, canes. So good. Apple caramel, great. Steak and A1, fantastic. Cookies and milk, that's probably my 10. I probably my lowest. Chips and guac, middle. Cheese sticks, high middle. Fries and ketchup is just, I mean, it's all anybody eats, but probably like 9. Yeah. I do like fish sticks and tartar sauce.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Pizza and ranch. Yeah, you guys did pretty good. I think I'm pretty close to Breeze a little bit because chocolate strawberries. Fantastic. Fantastic. How about this? A little rapid fire.
Oh, no.
It's not going to hurt. It's fine. Would you rather it be summer forever or winter forever?
Summer.
What about you, Mike?
Summer.
Would you rather the ability to change the past or see the future?
See the future.
Yeah. Tell me more.
Because if you can go back to change the past, you're not going to know how it affects the future. But if you can see the future, you can dictate what your actions will do.
Okay. I like that. What do you want to do, Mike? I'll
probably see the future.
Okay. Well, I'm circling for
there's
no reason.
There's not much I would change in the past. Well,
there you go.
There's a few things, of course.
But
that's...
You change one thing in the past, maybe we're not sitting here
it
today.
It changes it, right? Yeah.
It's the old Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
Back to the future.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a little morbid.
Excuse me.
Would you rather know how you're going to die or when? Think about that. If I told you I could give you the answer to one of those questions, which would you rather know? Mine's... so fast, it's not even close.
What is yours?
Not telling.
Okay.
I will tell, but I want you to have yours first. How you die or when?
I might have to go with when.
Okay. Yep. About yep. you?
When.
Oh, when.
Yep.
Because...
Well, you can't... If you can change how, but you're still not going to know when.
Yeah. 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 That year you would be tough, I mean? Though. If I tell you you're going to die when you're 86, man.
Well, you get
your 86th birthday, you're going to start going...
start getting things in order, buddy.
No, I know. Yeah. No, I think...
Right? You know what I mean?
I'd want to know when. But man, what if it's not when you're... Oh. All right, yeah. Next one. Let's move on. Keep this show upbeat. Would you rather have an incredibly annoying high-pitched voice or a really, really deep voice? Like I'm talking, you walk around lower than this. Or really high?
Really high.
I think deep.
Deep?
Yep.
Deep?
Deep, yep.
Okay. Would you rather give up your phone for the rest of your life or have to wear Crocs for the rest of your life?
Oh, have to wear Crocs.
Yeah. You love Crocs?
I actually used to not like Crocs up until last
me
year.
Too. Yeah. Me too.
Well, if that's the only access to a phone, then yeah, Crocs. And I've never worn Crocs, but...
No, they're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're super comfortable.
Do we get a house phone?
Right? Yeah, you get these house phones. You just don't have a cell phone. Would you rather have an abnormally big toe... or abnormally big ears?
Toe.
Yeah, that's not so rapid.
You can hide the toe?
Yeah.
That is not so rapid right there.
But you're going to have to get some custom shoes. You know.
Yeah, clothes. I was just thinking of that too. How are you going to fit? Yeah. Ears, I have no problem with having.
Would you rather be 3 feet tall or 8 feet tall?
8 feet.
That's not so rapid either. I guess 8 feet, I guess.
3 feet, I can't even ride roller coasters.
Ah, true. Well, I don't think you can at eight either, though.
Okay.
I think that's probably a max. I feel like I'm going to get whacked half the time. I'm like, I'm 6'3". What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, eight feet, yep.
Would you rather be famous or rich? Can't be both. Like, well, if I'm famous, then I can make myself rich. Famous and poor, or rich and unknown?
Rich and unknown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the unknown part with me. Rich and unknown, yeah. Yeah.
Me too. This is a good one. It was a really good one. Oh, I don't know. Nah, I'm going to leave it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Would you rather be able to travel anywhere you want for free for the rest of your life, or be able to eat anywhere for free for the rest of your life? Think about that. Travel wherever you want for free for the rest of your life, or eat wherever you want for free for the rest of your life.
I'm going to go travel anywhere for free.
Okay.
I'm going to go with eat.
Ooh, I got to go. I think I got to go eat.
Yeah.
Just because I eat every day.
Right. You're
multiple times a day.
And you're in your city, you're living more than...
What do you think? Are you a travel person? You like to?
I do want to be a travel person.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Good.
You should work that into your sports psychology world. Like start thinking of, post-education ways that you can make your, whatever your profession is, global. Like, you know.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Thanks.
Where have you been? Do you have a passport?
I don't. I'm looking forward to getting it though. Like.
So you've Shortly. Never been out of the country, obviously.
Right.
So you just got back from where?
Hawaii.
And you have family there?
I do.
See, now when you said you were born and raised here, I thought for some reason you were born in Hawaii or Mm-mm. it's just family in Hawaii.
Yeah, me and my brother are the only ones in our family to not be born in Hawaii.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Wow.
Huh.
It's kind of sad, but.
Mom and dad, both sides from Hawaii?
Yes.
Really? That's awesome. And Oahu?
Yes.
Yeah? Very cool. Give us two truths and a lie. Let's see if Mike and I can figure it out.
I need to think about this. I already told you guys normally what I use.
What do you mean?
Like I would normally say I have six dogs or...
Yeah, but you got to think of something different now. No pressure.
How long do I have to think about this?
While I ask you these next six questions, what's the national animal of Canada? It's a beaver. Wow. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
I was not going to guess beaver.
Nobody was.
Were you really? Yeah.
No, she said I was not.
Oh, not. Yeah, no, obviously. Yeah.
Which language has the most words in it? Don't overthink it.
English?
Yay!
Yeah, right?
You thinking? Two truths and a lie. What is the only continent with no snakes?
With the most snakes?
No snakes.
Oh, no.
Zero snakes.
No
on this
snakes.
Think it through.
Antarctica.
Yes. See?
I couldn't think of the name of it. I was thinking of Australia. But.
Yeah. Mm. Largest bone in the body? Not a trick question. Not like largest organ is skin.
Right.
Which
your
is true.
Spine?
No, spine's made up of small.
Your ribs?
Nope. Do you know?
I don't know.
You think it through.
I was almost going to say, yeah. Is your head have anything to do with that? No
your
part
femur.
Of the no part
femur.
Of the face. Is it the femur?
There it is. That's the only bone that you can die from breaking.
I was going to say the leg, but I didn't know what part. Mm. Yeah.
Well, give us one truth and a lie. We've shortened it.
But I still haven't been able to think because I've been trying to answer the
questions.
Oh,
here we go. All right, ready? You think. ASMR. I just learned that.
AMSR?
ASMR?
Oh. I don't know.
This one's for Kayla Terry. She's in New Orleans. One of her roommates played at Arizona Western. A girl from a previous year.
Oh. Hmm.
Think of something growing up. What you did or may not have done.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, maybe.
I think I just need a lie.
Oh, that's the easy one.
Yeah, but...
You want to be believable.
Yes. Can someone else go first?
Oh, no, you're the only one going. This is how we're ending the show. This is it. No pressure.
Oh.
And then you get to finish your turkey sub from Firehouse.
One truth and one lie.
The struggle.
Because I just need a believable lie.
Okay. Think of a truth that somebody in your family has and just use that as your lie that you don't have. Or a teammate. Or, well, I think I'd probably know the teammate. We're going into extra innings here.
Mm-hmm.
Or something about a family member or something. That's my knee.
That was your knee?
That was my knee.
I thought it was throwing the ball off the backboard doing a drill. Only one more open gym this Thursday, last one.
Yeah.
I'm letting Bree think. One more open gym, one more Monday night. We do a community service tomorrow night. Very excited.
Okay.
We do going to Von Tobel. It's a backpack, back to school type giveaway.
Right.
Like big event. And last year, a bunch of... You painted, right?
I did. I face painted.
Face painted. We face painted for kids.
That's cool.
I don't even think we were supposed to. I think there was people that were supposed to do that, and we just took it over.
That's cool.
No one even
you,
came, though.
Mitch, and Kayla? No.
I want to say Alana, but then she
Alana.
Left.
Yeah. Yeah. They painted for a couple hours.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what we'll do this time, but...
Okay, I got my one truth.
Hey, here we go. Well, don't tell us what order it's going to be.
Like, all right,
so mix it up. All right, tell us one.
Okay, so at my old house, two houses ago, my brother got stung by a scorpion.
Ooh.
When he first got home. And then the other statement is, I used to have bangs.
Used to have bangs. Wow, okay. I don't remember you with bangs, but I feel like that's going to be the truth. No. I've been stung by a scorpion. Trent's been stung by a scorpion. Brooklyn got stung in the butt on Christmas morning. we were opening presents. She was like, ah! I got stung under my finger.
Oh, that couldn't have felt good. How does that happen?
I was sitting on the floor with my arms up on the couch, and I went, bop! I was like, what? And that little sucker ran away. Yeah. And it was my first time ever being stung. So I don't know why there was tape there, but I got a piece of tape and I taped it to keep it to show somebody. Like, is it poisonous? I didn't know. I'm from New England.
Okay.
I don't know. All right. So I'm going to say it was a lot. I'm going to say your brother got stung because you've never had bangs. You've been pulling your hair.
I'll say that too, only because scorpions are out here.
No, I used to have bangs.
Stop it.
Right?
Are you kidding me? Let's see.
Yeah, and then the lie, I was the one that got stung by the scorpion.
Oh, where'd you get stung?
It was on my pinky toe.
Oh, no way.
I was really little and we just got home.
Yeah.
And all the lights were off still. And I'm like walking through our kitchen and I get stung. And I'm like screaming, crying on our couch. And my mom just kills it with the iron.
Yeah. Was it a little like brownish, like light brown bark? They're called bark scorpions.
I'm not sure. I don't really remember. Just cause
they're very common. Where I live, the part of the Southwest, up that area is so many scorpions.
Fee used to get them at his house all the time.
Yeah, but we got a really good... bangs. I guess, it's funny. I mean,
the scorpion part was believable.
When did you have bangs up until?
It was just like when I was super little.
Oh, okay.
You can't even see it, but they were like side bangs.
Oh, look. Is that your dad?
Yeah.
That's funny. Side bangs.
And then when I was younger, I had them like straight down, straight across.
Oh, that's funny. Good stuff. Well, we didn't get to a lot. I had so much, but that's because we were chatting away. Good stuff. So I got to remember, Bree likes chocolate-covered strawberries, canes, apples. So apples, and you both like steak. I should have done this before. I could have had some yummy steaks brought in. Bree, so much fun having you.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Going to miss having you around at school. Of course, stay in touch and tell your coach to call me. we're excited. I don't know if we'll be able to catch one of your games, but if we're in Salt Lake at any point, we're going to come up. And you're always, always, always welcome to everything we have here at CSN as an alumni, because you are a culture setter, and I appreciate you. I'm going to miss you.
Thanks. I'm going to miss you guys, too. I'll be back in December for about a week, hopefully.
Nice. Oh, there you go.
Very cool.
Very good.
Awesome. Well, let's do it again. Next week is a little tricky. We might have to go Monday.
Yep, that's fine.
Because we have our student-athlete orientation from 3 to 6. That is a lot of fun. But 3 to 6. Or we could do it after 6 or whatever. We'll figure it out. But we'll do another one. Last week's show has just went up. Like, you saw it. Do you watch it on Instagram?
I think I watched it like 2 days ago.
Okay. So I just put it up on YouTube today. So now the sound and everything's done and perfect. Okay. So we'll get this show up. And got anything?
No, nothing this week.
Awesome.
Just going with the flow this week.
Go with the
flow. That's good. Yeah.
That is a good thing. Yeah. All right. Thanks for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Who knows? Maybe Adrian or Selena. Somebody might be sitting in that seat next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next week.
Yep. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.